News reports after the sinking said that the MV Busrawi left the island of Nanus overloaded with copra, carrying passengers without authorization, with safety inspections a year out of date, and a crew that had been drinking. The catamaran grounded twice on its way out of the lagoon, then capsized a few miles offshore. Days later, just 7 passengers were rescued from a lifeboat. Neither the ship nor any of its emergency craft were equipped with radio beacons. Many of the dead were students on their way back to school in the capital of Tarawa. While the findings of the Commission of Inquiry were apparently completed over the summer, the report has been repeatedly delayed. Most recently, the government informed Parliament that the findings have been turned over to a police investigation and cannot be released while that inquiry is underway. RNZ Pacific quotes Sir Jeremiah Tabai, an MP from Tanus, who's also a former president of Kiribati, as saying that he's angry. "Many people are still suffering as a result of what happened," Sir Jeremiah said, "and I simply don't know why the government is refusing to release its report." While the delay denies families information on what happened and why, it also puts off discussions on preventative measures, such as electronic locator beacons called EPIRBs. Some critics argue that without a region-wide rethink on sustainable maritime transport, often rickety vessels and expensive fuel will inevitably lead to shortcuts on safety. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.